It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Ben Kiefer. Well, you've all experienced it as a driver, and since you're from Iowa, you know what to do. You're out in the country or in a small town. You're driving down a rural road. A car or a truck approaches. Just before you pass each other, you and the other driver exchange a quick glance and raise a finger. To what? To acknowledge the other person? What is that anyway? Well, now we know. Governor Branstad signed an official proclamation last week proclaiming this week Farmer Wave Week. And joining me now, the man who launched this successful campaign to establish Farmer Wave Week in Iowa, Todd Collins, program director and morning co-host at Kix 101 in Marshalltown. Todd Collins, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ben, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
This is so clever. Tell us, how did you get the idea to call this the Farmer Wave and have Farmer Wave Week?
Yeah, you know, I grew up here in Iowa and went away for about 5 years and moved to Wisconsin for a job there doing in radio. And when I would come back to Iowa, I'd notice more and more people would wave back at me, because in Wisconsin, when I would wave, I'd get a lot of strange looks and people looking at me somewhat confused. But as I got back in Iowa, I'd see more and more people waving. So I've been back in Iowa now for 11 years, and year after year, I thought, boy, it'd be fun to do something to gain that farmer wave some recognition. And finally this year, I decided to pull the trigger on it and, make a silly little video and put a little write-up up on our website and Facebook fan page. And then, unbeknownst to me, it took off, and now I guess they say it's gone viral.
Mm-hmm. And you're hearing from people all around the world, right?
Yeah, it's bizarre. Germany, India, Australia, and then here in the States, Texas and California and Oregon, New York, all over the place. And a lot of them are former Iwegians who moved out of the area, and now they live. For example, one woman in California messaged me and said, I used to live in Iowa, Haverhill, Iowa, as a matter of fact, and I saw the Farmer Wave Week, and I decided to start doing it here. And she said she's getting a lot of weird looks, but she's enjoying doing it because it makes it feel like home again.
Let's talk about the different types of waves in your video that you put out on YouTube. You actually, this could be an academic paper, Todd. Tell us about a few of the waves.
Yeah, I sat there for a while trying to name them, and then I thought, I'll just call them what they are. So if you've got your hand on the steering wheel, you raise one finger off. That's a wave. Two fingers off the steering wheel. You very rarely see three off, but you'll get four or five off the steering wheel. You will get the head nods, the points, the flicks. There's probably 100 different variations of the farmer wave, some that I haven't even thought of, but people have been doing for a long time. In fact, I was back for doing some harvest here a few weekends ago, and I got the hook, which was an older guy who gave me the hand off the steering wheel and two fingers and a hook shape. So everyone's got their own variation of the farmer wave.
Mm-hmm. There's even one that you mentioned that's if you're caught lost in your thoughts or checking the farm reports on your smartphone and you forget the wave, you can do what?
It's the oops, I missed you wave, which is you just stick your hand up high through the back window, in the back window, so the person who can look in their rearview mirror can see that you actually did wave. And I've been guilty of that numerous times, but it's always good to try and catch them, though.
That's right.
You're not being rude.
No slight intended, because you may be talked about at the local cafe if you don't give the oops, I forgot the farmer wave.
We all know how small town talking is going, so you bet you want to wave to the person who waves at you.
So let's get to the meaning here, because are all of these types of waves positive? Like, I like you, you like me. Maybe it's not that far. It's just, hey, you're there, I'm here. What does it mean?
I mean, here in Iowa, we're just so, we've heard it before. Great example, I said before, we hear Lance Armstrong comes into town for RAGBRAI 1 or 2 days, and you always hear him talk about how welcoming and genuine and caring we are here in Iowa, and I think this is just an extension of it. I think waving to somebody as you drive by just shows how kind we are to each other, and then to even people who are maybe out of state they're driving through. They might not know to wave back, but they know that they've been waved at, and they know that Iowa's a pretty friendly state.
Right. I can imagine maybe a New Yorker coming here, getting waved at, and immediately jumping to the conclusion, what does that person want from me?
Yeah, it's bizarre. Like I said, when I was out of state, the looks that you'd get sometimes. But you know what? It's almost it's a reaction, like saying God bless you if someone sneezes or something. You just say God bless you, and it's the same thing with a lot of people for the farmer wave. It's just you drive past somebody and you wave at them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's Farmer Wave Week until this Saturday. It ends this Saturday, I understand. So what should we do otherwise? I was out actually in a combine earlier this week, and I remember doing a couple farmer waves. What should we do differently in rural Iowa during Farmer Wave Week?
You know, I think you just got to make sure you're given that wave. You know, like you said earlier, Ben, you can get lost in your thoughts sometimes, but, you know, if you're thinking about it or you miss somebody, you just make sure you wave. It's just a friendly thing to do. And there's been people I've talked to who have, you know, they do the wave, but they never knew it was called the Farmer Wave. And so I think just growing the recognition of it and realizing that it is something, and it's something that we should all be taking part in, just to make everybody and everything just a little bit more friendly.
Sounds like a great idea. Todd, thanks for sharing that with us. Todd Collins, Program Director and Morning Co-Host with Kix 101 FM in Marshalltown. And Todd, I'm serious. You need to take us to another level. Get an academic paper on this. This is fascinating.
I'll see if I can get some young college student to make it their thesis for graduation or something out of college.
Oh, I'm sure there's a grant out there waiting for this project.
I hope you're right. It'd be great to keep growing it, that's for sure.
So I bet you are you're thinking now, laying at night, not sleeping, because you're saying, well, what's the next craze I can start, right, Todd?
You know, the thing is, it's how far does this thing going to grow? And I guess the next step is to make it an annual thing and then try and make it go national. And since that's the case, you actually got to get it passed through Congress. I've been doing a little investigating and everything. So, you know, if this thing can become annual, maybe we make it national Farmer Wave Week and we see how far we can grow this.
Todd Collins, thanks.
Thanks, Ben.
Coming up after a short break here on River to River, an annual index that shows Iowa continues to take the lead in supporting LGBT people and workers. And, hey, listeners in Nevada, Tripola, and Milan, are you tuned in and are you tired of having people mispronounce your city's names? Well, we've got a new online pronunciation guide for Iowa cities. We'll find out about that after the break. It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. We'll be right back. Thank you.